Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James, and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I am doing good. I felt like I got a good sleep last night, so yeah, that's always good when you wake up kind of feeling rested, as opposed to most mornings where I wake up feeling like dog tired. But what was I gonna chat about today? two things, I guess. The Life is Strange 2 trailer came out either today or yesterday. I had a chance to watch it this morning while I was eating breakfast, and it kind of confirmed my suspicions of the story would revolve around two characters that we saw in The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. I don't want to spoil that too much because I think you guys should go play it if you haven't played it. But we're briefly introduced to two characters, and it looks like they are the focus of Life is Strange 2. A part of me is kind of sad that the story doesn't revolve around Chloe and Max, who were the characters in Life is Strange 1. Having played Life is Strange 1 as well as Before the Storm, it's hard to imagine a Life is Strange game without either Chloe or Max. But then a part of me is excited that the developers are at least trying something new and something different, even though it's kind of set in the same universe. So I'm going to be definitely open-minded when playing this, and I'm still excited. I still think they know what they're doing when it comes to these type of games, so I'm very optimistic about this game, and I'm excited to play it when it comes out in September. The other thing I wanted to just chat about was a movie that my wife and I watched on Sunday night. We were just looking for something to watch, and we fired up Netflix, and we came across this movie called No Promises. It stars some kind of familiar faces that I can't really put names to right now. But as a whole, I enjoyed the movie. The story essentially is a man and a woman who've been together for most of their lives and exclusively together since they were like kids. They were kind of about to take the next step in their relationship when a friend of theirs kind of pipes up with, wouldn't you want to kind of experience being with other people sexually to know what it's like before basically kind of settling down and getting married? And so they kind of choose to explore this idea of trying to see what it's like to be with other people. It's a good movie, and I think it raises questions, like philosophical questions of like just our human nature as people and relationships, and I think as humans, we are just naturally jealous. And I think the idea of having that kind of, like, open relationship is a bit of a recipe for disaster because jealousy will get the better of someone, and things will fall apart. No matter how cool you say you are with it. I thought it was kind of interesting that the woman's experience of, like, meeting other men was seemed a lot easier and a lot smoother than a man's kind of experience. I know if I was to be put in that situation, I don't think I really have the capacity to flirt with someone like that, or, you know, I don't know. It's been so long since I've been single that I wouldn't even know what to do, and I don't think anyone else could really compare with my wife and the relationship we have. It was an interesting movie. It definitely raised some, like, talking points between my wife and I. But yeah, it was well acted. It felt very grounded, which I liked. And I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was really good. So if that kind of movie seems up your alley, I would check it out. It is currently on the Canadian Netflix, so I'm not too sure about anywhere else, but check that out if that's your bag. So that'll conclude today's episode. If you're hearing this, I have a bunch of episodes that I haven't uploaded yet. They're all ready. I just need to upload them. So I'm going to do that this morning. I'll try and be better about posting episodes the day they kind of go live. Otherwise, you'll probably see these chunks of episodes kind of going live one after the other right away. But that's just the way it is. This podcast was meant to be a thing that I didn't feel pressure to do, and it's just kind of a part of my day now. But let's stop rambling, James, and we'll chat to you guys again tomorrow.